Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Mary Traveland, and thank you for tuning us in on this cloudy morning. Hope you're getting some rain or have had some rain where you are. It's time to get our second hour underway. And standing by from the Dallas Arboretum with a plant I love to talk about this time of year, I agree with Tucker Reed. Tucker Reed is horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, good morning, first of all. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I love when we get fall or August rain.
Yeah. It gives you hope that fall will be like this too, doesn't it? Oh, gosh, yeah. Bring it on. Tucker, I was at the TNLA, Texas Nursery and Landscape Association Awards Banquet on Friday night in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And the top landscape installation award, you know where I'm headed with this?
No.
Okay. For the state of Texas for the past year, I went to the Dallas Arboretum Children's Garden to Valley Crest Landscape for the incredible job of installing that unusual and wonderful garden. And there were six finalists in that competition at the gold level. They were two of them, might have been three. I think there was another one, but the other one was the Clyde Warren Park. How would you like to have led the crews to do either of those jobs? Wasn't it? Oh my goodness. They don't shy away from anything, do they?
No, they don't. They were getting paid handsomely for that. But, yeah, those are some big projects. I wouldn't want to really run either one of those.
Yeah, no, and to judge one against the other is just incredible. Yeah. Both very challenging. All right, and we're going to scale back now to a single plant. We're going to talk about a plant that is beautiful in the fall, and I don't want to say any more. That's your job.
Yeah, this is, and normally I'm talking about perennials and shrubs and more unusual things and things trying to, broaden our base of plants. But really, I'm just going back to one that, I've used for years, all the way back to when I started in the nursery industry in the mid-90s around here. And it's, when fall comes around, you start getting in a little bit larger, more grown-on pots for that instant color. And the one I'm talking about today is Solosia argentea plumosa, or the feathered Solosia, or coxcomb, as some people might know the name. And this is just an annual that is really easy for growers to grow in the heat. It thrives in the heat and humidity. It comes in. It's the perfect set of colors for the fall display. Flowers are going to be red, pink, orange, yellow. Some are a little even darker, almost into the maroon color. But what's great about this is that you go out, you buy a 6-inch pot of this. You can take it to your full sun container, rip out that old geranium that looks, like it's had better days, the old petunia, something that's really kind of over the hill. Pop this in, and you've got a brand new fresh container for the fall. We all have those parties. You'll have those barbecues in the fall for football or for the state fair or any of those things. And you just want your containers on your deck and your patio to look pretty nice. And this is one of those things that's really easy to do and always has the perfect coloration. I mix it around with like crotons. You'll find 6-inch peppers coming into the nursery soon. All these plants that give you that fall feel.
Folks, you are hearing the suggestions of combinations from one who does it better than anybody else around. As I'm sitting here thinking about crotons and celosias for fall, how beautiful would that be? You know what is the best of all about celosias in the fall? And this even goes for the big red reseeding coxcomb celosia, mm-hmm. is the intense foliage color that they get as the fall changes, the temperatures get cooler. Now, the yellows don't do that so much. The greens intensify of the leaves. But boy, the red ones tend to bring on maroon foliage when it gets cool. They're right. Cool plants, aren't they? They're wonderful plants.
They are. And they're a lot of fun. And I know people know about them, but I just wanted to get people ready that, the plants are showing up. I'm already seeing them in the nursery. So if you're ready, if you want to get your stuff because your kid's about to go back to school, if you want to do your containers, the plants are already showing up in the nurseries and ready to go.
Tucker, I don't recall ever seeing, and you're out there on the front line a lot more than I am, I don't recall seeing insects or diseases be a problem with celosias normally.
It doesn't tend to be. Every once in a while, you'll get some grasshoppers chewing on the leaves or something like that. But generally, pest and disease-free.
Folks, one thing I will suggest to you is that if possible, and Tucker, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the smaller the flower when you buy it, the more vigorous the plant. If you can get it just coming into flower, it's going to establish better than one that is in full glorious, great big plume or coxcomb head. Those tend to stall out, kind of like zinnias and marigolds do when you plant them. Am I right or wrong on that?
I agree. They're going to not sort of survive. You're just going to need to water them a little bit more excessively.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to need to feed a little bit more often.
All right, let's talk about education at the Dallas Arboretum.
Education, the schedule is on the website. You can go on the website to dallasarboretum.org and look up underneath the education tab, adult programs is where you're going to want to go to. The schedule is up for the fall. The classes start in mid to late September. But they're ready to go for you if you're interested in learning something about horticulture, horticulture-related items.
All right, concerts, same deal. Go to the website. They start in September. First one's already sold out. When are those? Those Thursday nights usually?
Thursday night. Thursdays.
Cool Thursdays at the Dallas Arboretum. And folks, the sun will begin to set at the appropriate time. It's just a wonderful experience to be at the Dallas Arboretum in the fall, in the evenings. And summer at the Arboretum continues on because, hey, it's raining today. But it's this is another one of those super bargain days, dollar days at the Dallas Arboretum. So you can get in for a dollar.
You can get in for a dollar. An extra dollar will get you into the children's garden as well. And then if you go online before you go and you print out the little coupon, you can get a $5 parking voucher. So,
and folks, you can go see that children's money. You can see that children's garden for a dollar, and you can see why it won the award that it won. That's timed entrance still, right?
It is not. Open and ready to go anytime you want.
Good deal. All right. And finally, consider becoming a member of the Arboretum. This is my plea to you, and I always say this or often say this because you get to come back as many times as you want. There are discounts, there are events, there are all kinds of things for members of the Dallas Arboretum. It is surprisingly affordable. How do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. When you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. And a 24-hour information number?
It's 214-515-6500.
All right. And last thing is the website.
It's dallasarboretum.org.
All right. This is Tucker Reed. Tucker is the horticulture manager of the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week. Yeah, my call screener page has crashed on me. That's why I was a little distracted a couple times there. I'll reboot and we'll get that going. Norway Irrigation. I've known Bill Jensen for 44 years. He is just ultimate class as a human being and as a leader in the community and as a landscape irrigator. Norway Irrigation was founded in 1983. Bill had been a nurseryman before that. They have served all of the Dallas-Fort Worth and surrounding counties faithfully ever since 1983. They have put in my sprinkler system at my office and at my home, and I'm really proud to tell you about them. They feature Weathermatic equipment, the best in the irrigation business. They have featured that all the way from the time they started until today. And they just feel that that gives them a much better sprinkler irrigation installation. They certainly can do drip irrigation for you if that's your desire. They will do it better than anybody else around. There are people who will cut corners and cut costs and give you an inferior job. So you need to compare things like where are the heads placed? Do they reach one another? How deep are the lines put into the ground? That's where a lot of companies cut costs. They'll barely bury the lines, and that's not acceptable. Norway Irrigation does it right. If you want a system that is installed to last and perform wonderfully for you, it's Norway Irrigation. I hope you'll give them a chance. I know that you'll be pleased with them. For the finest in irrigation maintenance and repairs, call Norway Irrigation. It's norwayirrigation.com on the web. norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right. Thank you very, very much. And we're ready to go back to the phone lines. Looks like Chuck in Poolville is our next call up. I think that's right, if my reboot has worked properly. Chuck, are you there?
I sure am.
Yes, sir. Thank you for waiting. I'm sorry it's taking me a while. How can I help you?
Okay, two quick questions. Is there a downside to original Roundup? In other words, when I hit a plant or, a weed with it, is there any chance that it would leach into the ground and affect any other plants around it or the lawn?
The original Roundup was glyphosate only, and when I refer people to that for use with certain things, the reason that I do is there is no way that it will go into the soil and come in through the roots.
Okay.
The manufacturer took the name Roundup and turned it into a community of products.
Right.
And that's where that happened. Is there are other active ingredients in some of the other products. That doesn't mean that they're bad products. It just means that some of those do have ingredients that will go into the soil. So if you go with the original one, you're fine.
Okay, good. Glyphosate. Yeah, we use the generic and we just buy the glyphosate, so we should be good.
That's fine.
Okay, the other thing, we recently bought a firebush, and it's got a firebush PPAF. And then we went online to check it out further, and it says it's an annual and a perennial.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which one it is?
No, it's both.
It is both.
Yeah. And that means plant patent applied for is what PPAF is.
Oh, okay.
That probably is an improved selection of firebush. I live, as you do, in North Texas, mm-hmm. and for us it is going to be almost always an annual. It may come back one time out of 100. You put 100 plants out, 10 plants a year for 10 years, you might get one of them to survive 1 year. So it is annual in North Texas. I saw one yesterday before we left San Antonio that was 6 feet tall. It's perennial in South Texas.
Okay, well, that's what it, on the card it says reaches 5 to 6 feet, 3 to 4 foot wide. And I didn't see how that could happen.
Chuck, let me tell you, I spent a tortuous year of my life after I left Extension. I was half-time radio broadcaster, and because I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make a living doing that, I was half-time as photographer and label writer for a nursery labeling company, a printing mm-hmm. company. And I got to write labels. They said, okay, here's your challenge, Neil. You get 17 words, nothing long there. We give you the scientific name. That one doesn't count. But 17 words, you got to describe this so it applies to everybody in America.
Okay, got it.
Try that. Try that sometime. All right. I think we have a weather alert, and we're going to take a bit of a break right now. Is that when you want it, Lee?
This is Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton live from the WBAP Weather Center. New flash flood warnings are being issued for portions of Dallas and Denton counties. Stand by as we alert our other stations in the area on WBAP. We interrupt our regular programming at the request of the National Weather Service to activate the North Central Texas Emergency Alert System at 9:20. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for western Dallas County and southeastern Denton County until 11:15. National Weather Service radar detecting very heavy rainfall from near Louisville all the way south to Grand Prairie and beyond that, moving slowly southeast at only 10 miles per hour. Radar estimates indicate that 1 to 3 inches of rain has already fallen across these areas of southeastern Denton and western Dallas counties, and another 1 to 2 inches can be expected in the same areas through 11:15 this morning. This warning includes Addison, Farmers Branch, Irving, Cedar Hill, Glen Heights, Grand Prairie, Duncanville, DeSoto, Cockrell Hill, and Cedar Hill. The warning pretty much covers the western half of Dallas County, generally everything west of 75 Central. It also includes southeastern Denton County, Louisville, Frisco, The Colony, and down toward the Carrollton Farmers Branch Addison area, pretty much from Highway 121 on south. Again, 1 to 3 inches of rain has fallen in these areas so far. Another 1 to 2 inches of rain can be expected through 11:15. We're also monitoring additional storms down in Ellis County that may generate warnings subsequent to this. Flash flood warnings been issued for Dallas and Denton counties until 11:15. All North Central Texas stations affected by this alert are requested to rebroadcast the preceding announcement. Brad Barton, the WBAP Weather Center, will get back to Neil in just a second. One thing that's a little bit troubling is that we've seen some repetitive development of storms. After big storms go through an area, another round of storms forms behind the main area. And this is what's happening now around Trophy Club and Keller. across western Tarrant County, or northern Tarrant County and southwestern Denton County. Storms continue to form and track over the same ground, and they're slow movers. So traffic is getting really difficult right now in that Lewisville corner of southeastern Denton County and the northwestern Dallas County corner from Irving, Las Colinas, Grand Prairie, all the way up in the Carrollton Farmers Branch area. And with all the road construction in those areas, travel is getting very difficult. I'd advise you to stay off the roads. We should get a break here at midday. Thunderstorms could develop again somewhere nearby this afternoon. But difficult and dangerous driving conditions exist right now in southeastern Denton County and northwestern Dallas County and will through at least 11, possibly through noon. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton. Now back to Neil.
And I think I better get a break in here that would have been about 4 or 5 minutes ago. I was late on getting to it anyway, so good to have the weather update. It is so cool to have it raining in North Texas for a change. I love that. So thank you. Appreciate your patience, those of you who are holding on online. My book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, is winning some wonderful comments from people who have it. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. That's on my personal preference. I just chose not to go through distributors and have to deal with all the royalty issues that seem to be abused so badly. It's why so many authors now are self-publishing. If you see my name on a book in a bookstore, that's the old book. You need to be looking for the new book, and the place you will find it is my website, neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, or by calling my magazine office before 11 today at 1-800-752-GROW. This new book is a completely different format, much more user-friendly by self-publishing. Only three of us worked on it, the artist, the editor, and Neil, in the reverse order. And I think you will find it to be a huge improvement over anything I've ever written. I am so proud of this one. First time I've ever self-published. Now, the book is normally $32.95. It covers every aspect of outdoor gardening in the Lone Star State, every aspect in really user-friendly form. $28.95 is the sale price, $32.95 the regular price. There's an even better deal, and that is on my magazine, which is normally $23.95. You can get it for $14 if you buy it with the book until 11 today or before 5 tomorrow. Now, that's when the offer will be taken down, taken away. So if you want to save on our magazine and on the book, the time to do so is immediately. Call my magazine office before 11 today. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Again, these are not on stores, not in Amazon. Book and magazine, $42.95, should have been a $56.90 price. $42.95, book alone, $28.95, satisfaction guaranteed. There's $7 tax and postage on either offer. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or order anytime today or tomorrow before 5 at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com.
Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Nobody takes better care of trees than Arborological Services. Don't call them and ask about your boxwood. They'll say, well, we refer you to somebody else. But if anybody refers you to somebody other than Arborological Services, you say, I think I heard Neil recommend someone else. Let me tell you how you can find Arborological Services. First of all, you can find them at neilsperry.com on my home page. They have been on my home page for years and years and years now. So that's a way to link to them at neilsperry.com. Arborological.com is their own website, and there's a lot of information on that website. You can certainly call them, 866-552-7267. By the way, if you think that this is some national tree service company with a toll-free number and you're going to be getting somebody in New Jersey, not at all. They just wanted to make it easier because they serve Dallas and Tarrant counties with a lot of different area codes to have one phone number, 866-552-7267. 552-7267. You can find them also by going to Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts. The main thing is you need to find them. The best in the business, the only people who will ever touch my trees, Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
They are fabulous. Thank you very much. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to call your friends, your neighbors at Encore, O-N-C-O-R, Encore Electric Service Delivery, 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done to complete your project safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. If they're in contact with high voltage power lines, they could act as conductors. You could seriously be injured or be seriously injured, even killed if contact's made. All right, so you want to call them at, you want to call 911 if you see smoke or fire from power lines. And before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts or water lines, before you hit an electric line down in the soil, you call 811 at least two business days. They'll come out and mark your lawn. They use the paint so you can tell exactly where the lines are. You've seen that done. Now you can have it done yourself. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. And I'm going to add to that, Encore has always had the message of know before you grow. Before you start planting trees in your landscape this fall, you need to find out how tall and how wide will that tree grow, and make sure you allow plenty of room so the trees will not encumber the power lines. Encore, O-N-C-O-R.com. We go now to Verna in Marlin. Verna, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I have a plant that I don't know the name of it. I call it a corn plant. It mm-hmm. has the very large bottom. In other words, I don't know, 2 or 3 inches around. And then it has the sprouts, the limbs that grow up. It has three limbs. And the leaves on it look like corn. And
I'm familiar. It's Dracaena messangiana. I'm well familiar with the plant.
Okay.
It's a lovely plant.
It is growing out. It's growing so tall, I'm going to have to do something with it. And I don't know what to do with it. I have repotted it. But I have it in a 15-inch pot. And I have it in the house, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's next to the window. And I have actually had to tie it up because I came in one day and it had actually tumbled over.
Fallen over, yeah. They're very top heavy. I've grown them all of my life.
Well,
it is one of the best of the Dracaenas. I like that plant very, very much. It does get top heavy. And I bought one once that had been used in Florida as a mother plant, a stalk plant. And what they did was they took cuttings out of the tips of the plant time after time after time. Let me just kind of describe. The trunk of the plant was a foot in diameter, and the top was about 4 feet across, and it looked like a set of elk antlers because there were all these little shoots coming up of all these different new stems. And I've watched ever since, and you'll very often see those things shipped in from Puerto Rico into nurseries. They can't ship any soil, so they just ship canes, the stems. They'll stick them in pots and grow them in pots with no top, just look like a log, and then the tops start to sprout, and by the time you and I buy them at the flower shop or the nursery, they have 3 or 4 new stems that come up from where they were cut up in the air. You can cut your plant back. It will then send out branches where you make the cut. Without seeing your plant, I cannot tell you where to make the cut, but if you have more than one stem, I would make cuts at different levels so that you
all
have
right, is that stem, is it going to come branch out like...
That's what I was saying. It will send out 3 or 4 new shoots.
I know, but would it be like the one that it came from, the big one, that, you know, at the bottom, that's in the ground, I mean, it's in the dirt? the
It's going to be the same plant. It doesn't change genetically. Yeah, it'll be the same plant.
I know, but what is it going to look like? Do I stick it down in the soil? Or it just comes
no,
out from that?
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm not trying to get you to root the top growth. You could do that, I suppose.
Okay.
How big is that stem? This is getting a lot more involved than I thought it was going to be. I'm sorry. How big is the stem that you're going to be cutting off? Let's just say cut it at 4 feet. How big is it at 4 feet in diameter?
Oh, the stem? I don't know. I didn't pay any.
Is it a half inch in diameter?
It's larger than that.
All right. I think on my website at neilsperry.com, I think I have the instructions for how you cut. It would be Dieffenbachia, which is a somewhat related situation.
Okay.
But anyway, you cut these things into stems that are pieces about 3 inches long, and you can root those. I wasn't thinking about rooting the offspring. I was trying to save the mother plant.
Right.
Maybe I misunderstood your question.
No, okay. You didn't.
Yeah, I would do that. I would cut it at whatever. I'm just arbitrarily saying it at 36 or 42 inches or 48 inches and let it branch, and it'll
and
fill
then
back
it'll
in.
It'll branch out.
Yep, it'll branch out.
Okay. It's almost to the it's already to the top of the window.
I got it. I understand. I've been there. I understand completely.
Okay.
All right. You can do it. Just cover your eyes. You can do it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Verna. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Alice and Marilyn, I'll get to you in the very next segment. I know you've been waiting so patiently, and I'm very grateful for that. I'll get you as soon as we get a news break in here. I'm behind for weather reasons and Neil reasons. This is a thank you note for Callaway's Nursery for sponsoring our Crepe Myrtle Trails Fun Run 5K and 10K on September 27. All of the details are at crepemyrtletrails.org. And I think there's also a website, and I'll get that URL for the race. I think there's a separate website that's been developed for the race itself, and I don't remember that URL. This is from Callaway's, one of our wonderful sponsors. Cover your garden with summer color from Callaway's Nursery. If you love crepe myrtles, you'll really love the very popular new premium Black Diamond crepe myrtles from Callaway's. Black Diamond crepe myrtles add dramatic beauty to your summer garden with their unique dark foliage and bright blooms. You'll love all season long. Choose from Best Red, Blush Pink, and White in generous 3-gallon containers on sale at Callaway's right now, $24.98. I don't think any crepe myrtles ever hit the big time any faster than the Black Diamonds have with that dramatically dark foliage. Add even more summer color to your patios and flower beds with florist quality 6-inch. Are you ready for this? This is what Tucker was talking about a few minutes ago. 6-inch celosias, just $8.99. Spice up summer and get ready for fall with colorful tropical crotons. It sounds like they compared on their notes, and I know they did not. Simply stunning and can be used indoors or outside for an explosion of color. Callaway's has crotons in generous 6-inch pots. These are big plants at $9.98. Only Callaway's brings you the very best in flowers, trees, shrubs, and premium Black Diamond crepe myrtles this week, just $24.98. Callaway's is so active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Their people are leaders in that industry. I saw a bunch of them Friday night at the award banquet. They're great people. 17 DFW locations. There's a Callaway's Nursery near you. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Go to callaways.com for more information. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully.
This is Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton live in the WBAP Weather Center. A new flash flood warning is being issued for Ellis County. Stand by as we alert our other stations in the area on WBAP. We interrupt our regular programming at the request of the National Weather Service to activate the North Central Texas Emergency Alert System at 9:35. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for western Ellis County until 11:30. National Weather Service radar detecting thunderstorms with very heavy rainfall from Midlothian south to Maypearl, moving southeast at 10 miles per hour. Heavy rains have already occurred in that area. Any additional rainfall will result in flash flooding in western Ellis County through 11:30 this morning. Some of the locations include Oak Leaf, Red Oak, and Waxahachie. Once again, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for western Ellis County in north central Texas until 11:30. Dallas County remains under flash flood warning until 11:15, along with southeastern Denton County. All North Central Texas stations affected by this alert are requested to rebroadcast the preceding announcement. Straight into news. Meteorologist Brad Barton of the WBAP Weather Center. Let's go ahead and take our news break, and we'll have more coming up momentarily here on WBAP.
Good morning. It's 9:36 from the WBAP 24/7 News Desk. I'm Major Logan. A double homicide at a local skating rink. The story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Westbound I-30 at St. Paul Street. We're working an accident in the center and right lane there, and that is the only accident going right now. The WBAP 24/7 forecast now includes flash flood warnings. Once again, here is Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton.
Okay, Major, you take the western half of Dallas County, basically everything west of 75 Central Expressway. You extend that northward into Denton County. It'd be from around the Colony to Louisville, back down to DFW Airport. And then also, you extend that same area from western Dallas County southward to Red Oak, Waxahachie, Midlothian, and Maypearl, and you're into the western half or two-thirds of Ellis County. All those areas, southeast Denton County, rather, western Dallas County, and western Ellis County are all now covered by flash flood warnings. Expiration times are unimportant at this point, but suffice it to say that 67, Interstate 20, Loop 12, Spur 408, 287 between Midlothian and Waxahachie, 121, 190, Stemmons, also a lot of those road construction areas, and we understand there's flooding on old Business 121 in Louisville underneath I-35E as well. So lots of high water locations you can expect to run into at any time in southeastern Denton County, northwestern Dallas County, western Dallas County, and northwestern Ellis County over the next hour, hour and a half. Those storms are slowly moving to the east. Additional warnings may have to be activated farther east in Dallas, Collin, and Ellis counties. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton.
Thanks, Brad. Currently 75 degrees at DFW Airport. Two men have died after being stabbed during an argument outside a North Texas roller rink that left several other people wounded. Killed were Darius Hubbard and Loren Harris, both 21, of Greenville. City of Greenville spokeswoman Autumn Barton says no suspects have been arrested in the stabbing early Saturday outside the skating rink. It's not known yet what sparked the disturbance that began inside Skate Safari during a private event and eventually spilled outside. A week after the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown by police, there was more violence in Ferguson, Missouri. WBAP's Jim Ryan says a newly imposed curfew had limited effect.
Even the appeal of some demonstrators to pack up and go home was ignored by some. About 45 minutes after the curfew had taken effect, people were still in the street. Captain Ron Johnson of the Missouri Highway Patrol says police had gotten word of people breaking into a barbecue restaurant and getting onto the roof.
We brought out the tactical unit. They got on the street. At what time they looked at their binoculars, the subject came out into the middle of the street holding a handgun.
Tear gas and smoke grenades finally did disperse the crowd, but not before seven people were arrested and one was shot, apparently by another protester. In Ferguson, Missouri, Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
Again, the high today will be 98, right now 75 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. Let me tell you right now about Scott's Holtz brand crabgrass preventer. Now, just kind of set aside that word crabgrass for just a little while, because it's the very same product, Holtz is, that you would apply the first week of September, and that would be for the winter grassy weeds, annual bluegrass, Poa annua, and also for rescue grass and ryegrass. Very important message. I get one chance a year to thump your ear and have you listen and pay attention. And if you blow it on this, you're going to have to look at the weed come springtime. If you remember the little grass that has all the seed heads that show up in March, February, March, April, that's annual bluegrass. You probably have 10 million seeds from one plant last year. And that's annual bluegrass, and it will come back unless you apply Holtz brand crabgrass preventer the first week of September. This is not the time. This is not the time to try to prevent crabgrass and graspers. That's going to be on the label. But this is the time, September, the first week of September, to apply the Holtz brand product to prevent annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass. Only chance you get, don't blow it. Get it on hand, have it ready to put out that first week of September, then water lightly. If you have questions about how to apply it, we can talk about that, but that's the important message, is Scott's Holtz brand, and it'll be labeled as crabgrass preventer, but you're going to be using it for annual bluegrass, Poa annua, and also rescue grass and ryegrass. If you can overseed your lawn, of course, you cannot use it, but it is, and it's safe on any kind of lawn grass. Very important message from Scotts.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
You might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters, and if you are, I want you to remember Sunburst Shutters as the place to call. They make the most beautiful shutters I know from firsthand experience. We have them in our home, and we now have them at my magazine office. Everybody who sees Sunburst Shutters says, I want some of that. That's beautiful. They are made of polywood. It is a man-made material. It is not wood, so it's not going to crack or split or peel or chip or warp or rot or any of the things that can happen to other louver shutters. Let me tell you, I love painting. I love painting inside, not so much up on high ladders, but I love painting. One of the things I do not like and never have liked is painting louvers, and you don't have to paint these. These are color fast white or off white. Now, in the off chance that you need a color to match color decor in your home, they can do that. They have almost it's like an automotive paint booth in their factory, and they can paint them any color you or your decorator would wish. And they do wood shutters as well. That's how they got into the business. Plantation style too. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers from Sunburst Shutters. It just doesn't get any better. They are the most energy-efficient shutters in the market, and they are custom-fit to every opening in your home. If you want some of that, as I described, even in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, or Waco, call Sunburst Shutters at 214-343-2601. They'll come to your home and give you a free estimate. 214-343-2601. Nice people at sunburstshutters.com. Back to our phone lines, we go to Alice in Grand Prairie. Alice, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being so patient. Thank you. You're wonderful. How may I help you?
My question is that I have a real pretty green plant, and there's some holes in the leaves and something like cotton. And I'd like to know what kind of insect is doing that to that plant.
Okay, that may be two different insects. Do you have any idea what the plant is?
Yes, it's a jasmine plant, I believe, something like that. I bought it in Austin, so I really don't know exactly the name, but it puts out real pretty white flowers.
Okay, and when does it bloom?
Every summer.
Okay. Describe the holes in the leaves to me. Are they jagged? Are they perfectly circular? What do they look like?
Yeah, they're round.
Completely, absolutely like they were cut with a paper punch round?
Yes.
All right, and are they always at the edge of the leaves?
From the middle.
From the middle?
Yes.
All right.
And something like cotton also.
All right, well, the cotton is probably a leaf hopper. There's probably an insect in the middle of that is hiding. There's nothing that hides in a cottony-looking mass that chews holes in leaves. I'm a little bit at a loss because I'm not sure what the plant is, and diseases usually travel specifically with plants. What affects a canna won't affect St. Augustine lawns, and so you almost have to know what the plant is. But I'll try my best. Holes in leaves, if they're chewed, they're generally jagged. It's very few insects. One insect that I know of will make a perfectly circular hole. And that's a leaf cutter bee, but those are always at the edge of the leaf. They're almost perfect circles, but they're not a full circle, and they're always at the edge of the leaf. She starts there. It's kind of like if we were cutting fabric, it's a lot easier to start at the edge than it is to start in the middle of the fabric, the piece of fabric. And that doesn't sound like what you have. If the holes are completely circular and they're in the middle of the leaf, then that may be a bacterial leaf spot, which takes me off to Mars with this conversation. Alice, I don't know how best to help you, and you've waited 50 minutes for me to stall out on my answer to you. What I'm going to suggest is, I'm toying with a couple of ideas. First of all, if you have a way of getting a sample to a Texas certified nursery professional or master certified nursery professional, then they can look at it, identify the plant, and that'll be a big start in trying to figure out what the problem might be. They might even say, oh, that's such and such a plant, and it has this insect problem, commonly. The other thing I'm going to offer to you is, I'm off the air, I will give to you the phone number to my magazine office, to a lady at my office. If you'll stay on hold, I'll give it to Robert, and he will give that number to you. And if you can somehow get me a photograph and discuss with her, I want to help you because I haven't helped you and you've waited so long. I want to help. But I've got to have more facts before I can get you an answer. If you will stay on hold and if you will call my office tomorrow, then we'll make contact and we'll try to figure a way to get you an answer.
Okay,
and I'm going to give you a subscription to my magazine for being patient with me, just to say thanks and that I'm sorry that I couldn't help you better immediately. So that same lady at my office can take care of that. Please stay on hold. Robert knows her name, and he knows the phone number, and he can put you in contact. I'll try to help you. I promise I will. I just have got to know what the plant is, and a photograph would help immensely if there's a way to email me a photo. Hang on. We're going to put you back on hold. I want to go to Maryland. I've got to get I'm making sure I get all this stuff dodging around the weather. Maryland, this is Neil in Fort Worth with you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Thank you for being patient.
I called last week about Ajuga ground cover.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wanted to know, you didn't think I had a problem or would have a problem with nematodes. But there was something else you said I might have. Is there anything I can put on that to keep it from going away completely? I have it all over my yard, scattered. So when I lose one patch, it's not too bad, except I just planted under a big oak tree, and I sure would hate to lose it.
Sure, I understand. The disease that I referred to was southern blight, or a pythium disease, P-Y-T-H-I-U-M, that attacks Ajuga. What I would recommend to you, Marilyn, do you go online and
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you would look up Ajuga, and that's all you need. That's the scientific name that will get you there. I would enter pathology. That's going to put you in university websites.
Okay.
I would enter crown rot, just crown rot. And then if that doesn't get you what you need to see, I would try Pythium, P-Y-T-H-I-U-M. I believe it's Pythium and not Phytophthora, and I'm not even going to try to spell Phytophthora in front of the public.
Okay.
But
okay.
Pythium, I believe, is what it is. And see if that doesn't show up something. I'm thinking that maybe Daconil might be a solution that you could apply. But I don't know that you want to be out there trying to prevent something that may come through once in 25 years. I think what I would do is I would watch, and the minute you see the crown of a plant dying and being dead and rootless on top of the soil, just pick it up like a tuft of stuff, then I would spray all around at that point. But I don't think
it may be water. because the old patches I'm talking about, the new patch, I'm keeping it wet.
Right.
But the old patch...
don't need to be wet. It just, you don't need to keep it wet. You just need to keep it moist and never let it get dry. It's very different than wet. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But the old patches... is where they look wilted, and it may be because of our drought.
Yeah, this disease does not make them look wilted. It makes them look rotted and dead. I mean, they just, they're gone.
The drought. Thank you so much, Neil.
Yeah, hang on, and Robert has a message for you. Hang on just a second.
Okay,
he'll understand.
You.
Thank you. I'm going to take my last break for today. I'm going to church today, and I'm going to pray for more rain and more serenity for Neil, I think, today. I believe my serenity prayer is going to work well for me today. My book, my magazine office is open until 11 today, and this is your last opportunity. It's the last time I will be doing an ad for you, saying that you can save almost $10 on my magazine when you buy it with the book today until 11 or tomorrow during business hours at my office. At 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, this offer goes away. Now, this is the offer that allows you to get my magazine subscription for $14 instead of $23.95 when you buy it in tandem with the book, the brand new book, Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening. You will not see this book in stores. You won't see it on Amazon. So there really is not much way you can hold it in your hands and say, yep, that's what I want. But then that's why I guarantee your satisfaction with the book and the magazine, or I will refund every penny you spend, including the postage. You can't lose on the deal. You certainly can win big time. Now, this is a self-published book, like I say, not in stores, not on Amazon. The book is $28.95, regular $32.95. The magazine is normally $23.95, and it's on sale for $14 when you buy it with the book. Magazine and book together, $42.95. Book alone, $28.95. $7 postage and tax on either offer. You must call before 11 today. Last chance, last call. 1-800-752-GROW. Or you can order at neilsperry.com anytime until 5 o'clock tomorrow. It's neilsperry.com and 1-800-752-GROW until 11.
Amanda Griffin here with your Dallas Irrigation Association Water Saving Minute. Eliminate every possible place for water waste in your irrigation system by checking for leaking seals and heads below grade. Over time, the rubber gasket that seals the base of your pop-up or rotor sprinkler can wear out or get brittle. Water should not dribble out of the base of your sprinklers when your system is running. If your sprinkler heads are 5 years old or older, you could have leaky seals. Run your system and examine each head to check for leaky seals, wet spots around the head, clogged nozzles, or any other malfunction. Replace the head, nozzle, and filter, installing it to grade with the soil. Can't see your sprinkler seals because they're below grade? If the water coming from your sprinkler combs your grass over when it runs, or if you can't see your emitters over your grass blades, they need to be raised to grade. Invest in your sprinkler efficiency and help your landscape survive the restrictions. Need help? Contact an irrigator at dallasia.org.
Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney, and if you are struggling with arthritis, and I am, I got to tell you, it is hard to walk right now. I understand arthritis. I speak arthritis. It's a change in the joint that involves a decrease or absence of the cartilage that protects the surface of your bones. Cartilage normally protects the joint, allowing for smooth and pain-free movement. But if you're experiencing pain in your knees and hips when you walk, consider attending a free joint pain seminar presented by an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano or Baylor Medical Center at McKinney. I do not have the times or dates for these, but they do request that you register, and to do so, you'll need to call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, so I guess you're just going to need to call and inquire as to when they are and at the two campuses. These are wonderful hospitals, and they have the best in physicians. 1-800-4 Baylor. Baylor Plano, where our daughter's life was saved. Baylor McKinney, where my wife serves on the board. 1-800-4-BAYLOR.
Don't miss late breaking news and weather. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Advanced Foundation Repair. You know what? I would hate to be a foundation on North Texas black clay soil. You get dry, it cracks, and then there goes the foundation cracking the other direction. And then it gets wet, like today, and the soil rehydrates, and there goes the foundation yet another direction, just up and down and all around. And you need to have the foundation in a condition where the soil doesn't impact it. And that's what Advanced Foundation Repair can do for you. If you have been experiencing evidence of foundation issues in your home, cracks, doors doors and windows that don't work properly, call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is absolutely free, and the work that they do is done efficiently, quickly, and it's done with a guarantee of 100% success. If you have any problem, they come back and fix it. No additional charge guaranteed for the lifetime of the home, transferable owner to owner. FoundationRepairs.com, 214-333-0003, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. Folks, it has been an interesting morning, and it has been a challenge to get everything done and to answer all of your questions. I am so grateful for your listening to my program this morning. We are here every Sunday from 8 until 10. As I said, I am headed to church, and I'll be praying for more rain and a little peace in my own life after this two-hour period. I am so grateful. And Robert Borowski, thanks for guiding me through to the light side of this tunnel. I hope you have a great day. Again, the number to my magazine office, if you're trying to call between now and 11, is 1-800-752-GROW. My website is neilsperry.com, and you can join me on Facebook at Neil Sperry as well. Until next week, thank you so much for listening, and happy gardening.